Hello, everyone. Israel's planting of explosive material in pagers and walkie-talkies could be the forerunner to an invasion of southern Lebanon and even Iran's intervention on behalf of Hezbollah. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said these explosions are, quote, the beginning of a new era in this war. Israeli fighter jets, which attacked the headquarters of Hezbollah in southern Lebanon and killed its longtime leader, Hassan Nasrallah, reinforced the message. Israel's chief of staff, visiting troops in the north of Israel, said the current attacks on Lebanon aim to destroy Hezbollah infrastructure and prepare for the possibility of Israeli troops crossing the border. An Israeli government spokesman, asked whether Israel's air assault in southern Lebanon amounts to a declaration of war, said, quote, Hezbollah needs to be ejected from Lebanon. Casualty figures keep rising. The death toll after 3 days of Israeli bombardment had passed 600. Lebanese health authorities say that thousands more people have been injured. The UN said 90,000 people had been displaced, on top of more than 200,000 people who had left their homes in southern Lebanon over the past year as Hezbollah and Israel exchanged fire across the border. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that Israel would take whatever action is necessary, quote unquote, to diminish the threat posed by Hezbollah. No opposition leader in Israel is saying otherwise. Netanyahu has rejected a U.S.-France proposal for a 21-day ceasefire, saying the attacks on Hezbollah in Lebanon would continue until Israelis living in the north could safely return home. The U.S. position on the evolving war in Lebanon is strikingly similar to its stance on Gaza. Expressions of concern, lots of shuttle diplomacy, but no effort at direct intervention to influence Israel's strategy. Thus, U.S. officials say the Biden administration is extremely concerned about the risk of an all-out war between Israel and Lebanon, but hopes to use growing Israeli military pressure on Hezbollah to get a diplomatic deal to return civilians to their homes on both sides of the Israel-Lebanon border. Israeli officials said their increasing attacks against Hezbollah are not intended to lead to war, but are an attempt to reach, quote, de-escalation through escalation. Presumably, that means they hope Hezbollah will stop attacks on Israel rather than face an invasion. But that isn't happening. De-escalation through escalation could be a strategic error of the highest order. More escalation usually leads to more escalation in return and an out-of-control situation. We have disagreements with the Israelis on tactics and how you measure escalation risk, said Biden advisor Brett McGurk last week. It is a very concerning situation. He should say more than that, such as, enough is enough. U.S. officials are scurrying about trying to contain the fighting. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he was working tirelessly with allies to try to shift the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah back to, quote, a diplomatic process that would allow Israelis and Lebanese alike to go back to their homes. President Biden acknowledged that, quote, an all-out war is possible, but added that there's still the opportunity for a resolution contingent on Israel changing, quote, some policies. We're still in play to have a settlement that can fundamentally change the whole region, Biden said in an interview. The Arab world very much wants to have a settlement because they know what it does for them. They're willing to make arrangements with Israel and alliances with Israel if Israel changes some policies, Biden said. He also said he had a strong relationship with Netanyahu, but, quote, I don't agree with his position. There needs to be a two-state solution. Ultimately, it needs to happen. There's a way to do it, and they have a possibility. I'd say that view amounts to whistling in the dark, since the fighting has clearly overtaken the diplomatic process. A two-state solution seems farther away than ever, and the U.S. is contributing to the increasingly dire situation by refusing to hold back, much less embargo, arms shipments to Israel. Saying that Israel needs to change some policies is fantasy. Fact is, Israel is calling the shots, literally. The longer the war goes on and the more it expands, the less influence the U.S. seems to have, as witness Netanyahu's rejection of the U.S.-France ceasefire proposal and the assassination of Nasrallah. And in this election year, Biden is afraid to act against Israel and hurt Kamala's campaign. But U.S. inaction might lead to Iran's direct intervention, with Hezbollah in disarray and Netanyahu seemingly immune to calls for restraint in Lebanon. War with Iran, with the United States on Israel's side, is entirely possible. Is that part of Netanyahu's game plan? I'm Mel Gertoff of The Global Citizen. Thanks for listening.